ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 तत्क्षेत्रम् यच्च यादृक्ष यद् विकारी यतश्च यत् स च यो यत् प्रभावश्च तत् समासेन नेष्णु तत्क्षेत्रं यच्च यादृक्ष
तत्क्षेत्रं यच्च यादृक्ष
यद्विकारी यतश्च यत्
यद्विकारी यतश्च यत्
सच्च यो यत् प्रभावश्च तत्समासेन नेष्णु
तत्समासेन नेष्णु
That
Kshetram
field of activities.
Yat as ja
also.
Yadrik as it is. Ja also. Yat
what is.
Vikari
changes.
Yataha
from which.
Ja also. Yat
one.
Saha
he.
Ja
also.
Yaha
one.
Yat
which.
Prabhava
cha
influence also.
Ta
that. Samasena in detail. Me
from me.
Inu
understand.
Translation. Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted, what its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are.
Tat kshetram idam shariram kaunteya kshetram iti avidhiyat. So, Krishna has already explained, kshetra means idam shariram. Shariram means this body. Tat kshetram. First of all, you have to understand that this body or any field of action, anywhere, the three things are there. The field of activity, the owner of the field, and the supervisor of the field. You can check and tally anywhere. So, Krishna says, Kshetragam cha jatimanirithi. There are two Kshetragam and one Kshetra. One field of activity and two personalities. Kshetragam. One is to be supposed as occupier and the other is supposed to be the owner. That's right, in this house, we are occupier. The house is Kshetra, field of activities. The landlord is the owner and we are the occupier. Two Kshetra. This property is interest for two persons. One is the occupier and the other is the owner. Similarly, anywhere, any part of the world, anywhere you go, you will find these three things. One, the field of activity, and the other two means one occupier and one owner. If one understands these three things, and he can study everywhere these three things, then kshetra kshetrayo kshetra vayo jad jnanam. This knowledge to understand everywhere that there is a field of activity and two persons are interested in that field of activity. One is the owner, another is the occupier. If you study these three things only, then tad jnanam, jnanam, that is knowledge. Otherwise, all rascals and fools. What am I? I don't see like that. This is jnana. But ask anybody at the present moment, who is the owner, who is the occupier, and what is the field of activity, if you ask three things, nobody will be able to answer. That means everyone is rascal. At the present. But they do not know. Kshetra kshetra vayo jad jnanam. Krishna says, this relationship between the field of action and the owner, just like in agriculture, the land is owned by the state or the king. And it is rented or occupied by somebody else. And the land is the field of action. So, Krishna is giving direction. Krishna is giving direction and the living entity is there. He is acting according to that direction. So both Krishna and the living entity are sitting in one tree. That is stated in the Upanishad. The two birds are sitting on one tree. One is eating the fruit of the tree and other is simply witnessing. The witnessing bird is Krishna. And the bird who is eating the fruits of the tree, he is the living. The Mayavadi philosopher, they cannot distinguish between the jiva soul, jivatma and paramatma. They know it, but because they are monist to establish their theory, they say there is no truth, there is one. So, Krishna says, two, one kshetrajna, the jivatma, and the other kshetrajna, he is Krishna. The difference between the two is that the individual living entity knows only about his kshetra or body, but the other living entity, the supreme living entity, he knows all the bodies. Anywhere, throughout the whole creation. Sarvasatana, Girishandi. This is different. material nature is actually the field of activities in our condition, life. We have manasthasthani indriyani prakitisthani karshati. In the 15th chapter, you will find it. That who are these living entities? We. Krishna says, Mamai Vamsa. They are all my parts and parcels. Mamai Vamsa. That's like father and his son. The father has got many sons. Similarly, we are all sons of God. Mamaivamsa, jivo. Sanatana means eternal. It is not that we are now part and parcel, and after liberation we will become one. Or equal. The moral thing. No. That's not. Therefore this very word is used, Sanatana. Eternal. Eternally we are part and parcel. Then why they are not with you? Why they are here in this material world? The manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani parshati. They have preferred to enjoy this material world, to lord it over the material world. Therefore, mind and senses, manasasthani indriyani, is this, senses and mind, karsati, manasthasthani jnana, prasidhisthani, in this matter, karsati. Karsati means struggle for existence. This is our position. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Now, we have given up by misuse of our independence. We wanted to imitate Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So when we become envious of Krishna, tanaham visata kruvam, the demons are envious. They want to become Krishna. Therefore you will find so many demons. They will say, oh, Krishna is our own God. I am a God. You are God. All of us, we are God. So they are demons. So demons cannot be allowed in this spiritual world. They are sent in this material world. Just like in some places, I have heard in Europe there are many places where the gamblers and the drunkards without any license, they can't go on with their business. Is there any place like that? What is the name?
Monte Carlo.
Yes. So, we are giving this place Monte Carlo. Go on with your sinful activities without any license. Go on. Demands. They will not hear. They will not accept Krishna as their advisor, instructor. Namahana duskitanam mura prapadvante naradhava. Maya apahita jnana asari bhava mastita. The asari bhava mastita means demons. There are two classes of man. Demon and God. Not the Godhead, God. Those who are Vaishnavas means obedient to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are also God or Godly. And those who are not obedient, they are demons. This is the difference between demon and God or God. So there are two classes of man always in this material world. In the spiritual world, there are gods, godly. Krishna is the Godhead, and all living entities there, they are godly. So, in the spiritual world, there is no facility for the demons. Therefore, when Krishna likes to fight, because after many, many years, not fighting, because in the spiritual world there is no fight, all obedient servants, there is a possibility of fighting. Therefore sometimes he comes here to fight with the demons. Just to get the body fit. Yes. Therefore, sometimes when there are a scarcity of demons, some of the devotees, they come and become a demon, not become demon. This Krishna wants to fight, so without demon, how Krishna will fight? Therefore, they play the part of demon. So that Krishna, that means they want to serve Krishna. Krishna wants to, just like sometimes big men, they kick some wrestlers to make mock fight. Similarly, to serve Krishna, Krishna has desire to fight, so they come down and become just like a demon and fight it. There's a Hiranyakashipu. They were Jaivika. Attendant at Vaikuntha. But Krishna wanted to fight. So therefore they came down and became demons like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, and Kaupi. So this is Krishna has only desire. Otherwise, this fighting desire where from we get, unless it is there in Krishna. There is. Janmadrasya jata. Everything that we find here, that is in Krishna. Therefore, Krishna has got 12 different kinds of relationship. Akila Rathamrita. Krishna is the reservoir of all kinds of rock. Sometimes fighting is also pleasing. Therefore, the fighting spirit is there in Krishna. And we have got also that fighting spirit also in small part. We can fight also, but Krishna can also fight. And when Krishna fights, the opposite party means finished. When we fight, that is the fight. I may be finished or he may be finished. That is the fight. So, this is the point. Therefore, Krishna in the next verse, Ta khetraṁ jatya jagri. How this khetra, different types of body, they cannot explain. The so-called scientists, they cannot explain why there are different types of bodies. There are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. And the human race, they are 400,000. These 400,000 are distributed all over the universe. On this planet, maybe some thousand, not 400,000, not all of them are here. Yeah, here also, in the human form, we find so many differences. The Europeans, the Americans, the Africans, the Indians, the Chinese, different forms. But that also can be counted, maybe 100 to 200 different kinds of forms of humans. And there are 400,000. 400,000. That is the human race. And 8 million other forms. 8 million. The aquatic, the trees, the plants, the grass, and the insects. We have experienced how many different types of insects are there in Mayapur. During night, so many different types of insects come to the fire and to the light. This is another illusion. These insects, they are coming, being attracted by the beauty of the light. The electric light, it is not open. Otherwise, these insects come in burning fire and die. Beauty, captivated by the beauty of the fire. So actually it is there. We are attracted by the beauty of Maya, and exactly we are falling to the fire and die. There are so many inexpressions. Even if you study simply these 8,400,000 different kinds of. So how to study them? Krishna is explaining. Tatshetram. Tatshetram means that kind of, that body, there are so many. Tatshetram, jasa, jagri. How they have attained different types of. The soul is there. Soul, we have already explained, is the kshetra of God. But, except the followers of Vedic knowledge, nobody knows, just like the Christian people, they say, there is no soul of the animals. Have you not? Kshetra of God. Soul is there, everywhere. But, they have got their defined types of mode. Therefore Krishna says, tat-kshetrang jasya jagriksha. How they have got defined. Krishna has already explained in the 15th chapter. They are all Krishna's part and parcel. In another place Krishna says, sarvajyom ishu kavantiya sambhavanti uttaya. Tathāṁ vahajyanim brahma. Aham Dīya Kudāpura. He is the superior power. Therefore all living entities are Krishna's part and parcel. It is foolishness to say that other living entities, other than the human being, they are no soul. It is foolishness. They are the soul. And even the ant has got soul, even the microbe has got soul, even the germ has got soul, everyone has got soul. But they have got different types of body, outward. Therefore Krishna says, jatsa jagriksha, how they have got different types of body. So these subject matters are very subtle things. But there is no facility for studying this subject matter in the university or any educational institution. Therefore, they are called murhas. They do not understand what is God. Who was telling me, some Bengali professor came here, and he said, I am agnostic. Who told me this? Thought. So, mostly the so-called educated people are agnostic. They do not believe in God. They do not believe in the soul. And still, they are passing on as education is learned, scholar, and professor. This is the teaching. Therefore, one should learn from Krishna. This education system at the present moment, you cannot learn anything positively. They are all vague. Here Krishna says, try to understand each and every body. Tatshetra. Why one soul has got a godly body and one soul has got a dog body, one soul has got very beautiful body, another soul has got very ugly body. So, one has got nails and jaws, one has very nice, beautiful hand, fingers. There are varieties. So, Krishna says that sata dhuja prabhavas. And each body has got a different type of influence. Each type of God. This is God's creation. There are innumerable planets. Each planet has got a different atmosphere. Just like we have got experience within this planet. Europe has got another atmosphere, India has got another atmosphere. Similarly, all the planets, there are different atmospheres. And each and every planet, there are varieties of living entities. Just imagine, the living entities are 8,400,000 species. So even if you divide so many thousands and hundreds, still 8,000,000. This is God's creation. God's creation means all these living entities, they want to enjoy this material world in a different capacity, and God has given the facility, yes, he can enjoy. He can enter. He is giving facility. God is so kind. Krishna is so kind. Just as you have seen the master taking his dog, the dog is allowed to do whatever he likes, the master waits. The real business of the dog is to obey the master's order. But the master gives the dog facility. Yes, you can walk, you can run, you can pass in school and rest. As the master gives facility, similarly, Krishna is so kind, Krishna is so affectionate that we have come to enjoy this material world. He is giving us the facility, just like the master is giving facility to the dog. Krishna is so kind. But Krishna wants that every living entity should be obedient to Krishna. That is Krishna's idea. He is so kind that he is asking every living entity, especially the human being, patram pushpam phalantu yam jumi bhakta prajeshati. He is self-sufficient. He is not hungry. He is supplying necessities, food, to every living entity. Still he is hankering for a little flower, little fruit from his living entity. Please give me. So this is the position. Patram pushpam phalam suryam jomi bhaktya prajeshati. Tadaham asnami. If you kindly give me a little tower, a little food, little water, with faith and love, I will eat. Krishna is so kind. And he is simply trying to turn the face of the living entity towards him. Therefore he is always with us. So this is another. Krishna has come here in this temple to accept your offerings so that you may again go back to home, back to Lord. That is Krishna's desire. He's so kind. In whatever way possible, he's trying to get us back to home, back to Lord. That is Krishna's mission. He is coming himself as Krishna, the Supreme Personality. He is coming himself as the devotee, Lord Chaitanya. But he came, Krishna, personality, and asked everyone, Sarva-dharmān paritrajyamāmekam saranam bhaja. Why you are suffering here? You give up all this engagement. Because here, whatever you do, you simply create entanglement and suffer. That's all. You cannot be free to do anything. That is not possible. So, Krishna therefore says, don't bother by manufacturing your ways of thinking. Just yesterday, one girlfriend, he's a poet. I asked him, what poet do you write? What is the subject matter? No subject. No subject. This is power. Power means man. Pitachi paile janam matichanna hor. Mayagvastu jivel sei dasa upoya. Pisachi, ghost, ghostly haunted. A person, then he becomes ghostly haunted. He speaks all kinds of nonsense. So Mayagrastha Jivel Singha Samaj, those who have come to this material world under the influence of the external energy of Krishna Maya, they are all men. It is not Shastra, it is the opinion of medical science only. The medical science. In India, there was a case, a murderer. So, he's a lawyer, pleaded that this man who committed this murder, he was innocent. So, the judge called for the civil servant to examine him, whether he has got such tendency, insanity. So he gave evidence, my Lord. So for my knowledge concern, I have tested so many men. Everyone is insane. It is a question of degree. Now, if you consider that you are insane, prove that it is your business to punish him or not punish him. But so far my knowledge is concerned, I have studied so many men and I have found they are all insane. Actually, that is the position. What does it mean, insanity? When his brain is not acting nicely, that is insanity. That anyone who is in this material world, they are against God consciousness. That is the sign of insanity. He is under the strict regulation of God. He still his default. There is no God. There is no God. I am God. This is insanity. The Pisachi Paile Janama Pichana. So how these different types of insanity is visible, that we will explain to Krishna. Takshetram jasya jadrich. Not one kind of body, or one kind of insanity. Different types of insanity. Jasya jadrich. Jad vikari. This vikari means transformation. Everyone's brain is vikari, not in order. Jag vikari, jatasya. How such kind of transformation, vikari, this derangement has taken place? Sata dujat prabhavastra and prabhava. Everyone, every living entity has got a particular type of prabhava. Just like a small bird, immediately he can fly in the sky. And although we are very intelligent, if you want to fly in the sky, no, you cannot. Although he is supposed to be very intelligent scientist, but I cannot fly. But a small bird will immediately fly. That is his prabhava. You must have to admit that this is his special power. Similarly, a vulture, he goes 4 miles up and his eyes are very small. But only 4 miles away, he will find out where there is a dead body. Immediately jump over. And we have got so many big eyes. But we cannot say, after this spectacle report, you see, you cannot see him 1 foot. So, this is his prabhava, influence, a vulture, most, but a nasty bark. You see, it has got so much influence that we cannot compete it. So, you will find in every creature, every living entity, a special figure. Then the others. So, with the body, This is the hog. The hog can eat stew. Very nice. But although we say that everything is food, we can eat, then you eat this food, he cannot eat. Then he has got the influence that he can eat the stool very nicely. Therefore, we should not consider that all living entities are of the same status. They have a different status. You cannot say, because the other living entity is eating something abominable, therefore I cannot eat, it is eaten. No, you cannot do that. If you eat, you will be diseased. Therefore it is called, one man's food is another man's poison. Prabhava. One can eat anything, not anything. Nobody can eat anything. It's allotted food. Anyway, living entities lower than the human being, they follow the nature's way, the allotted food. Let's say the tiger eats blood and flesh. If you offer him nice fruit, nice sweet rice, he got it. Even the dog, they do not like the sweet rice or nice kasori and similar. They will eat feet. They cannot eat. If they eat, they will fall disease. In Bengal it is said, kukure prate ghivan. If too much fatty things if you give to the dog, he will not be able to digest. So similarly, we are also human beings. We have got special food. A special food. Therefore Krishna said, Krishna's prasadam will be taken by whom? By the human being. Although it can be offered to any living entity. But worship of Krishna is meant for the human being. Therefore, a devotee will take the remnants of foodstuff offered to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, patram puskam phalam toyam yogi bhakta. Krishna, as a supreme lord, he can eat anything. He can eat anything because he is all powerful, omnipotent. But we cannot do that. Therefore, Krishna said, you give me this vegetable, fruit, grains, meat, and that. Therefore, indirectly it is said, these are the foodstuffs of the human being, not any other thing. You cannot say that this is also eatable, therefore I shall eat. Then you become hog. Those who have no discrimination of eating, they are going to be hog. Next class. Therefore Krishna says, jad vikari jatastaja. How one becomes a hog, dog, cat, or demigod, or Indra, or Brahma? That is it. You are given the facility of human being. If you misuse your facilities, then according to your mental condition, you will be offered the next month. Jam-jam-bhati-smaran-lopi tajat-tanti-parivam. You'll find. Therefore, give up dogish mentality. That is Krishna consciousness. Train up your mind. Godly mentality. Then you will transfer. Next class. Back to home. That is equal. This Krishna consciousness movement is training the people for being promoted to the highest standard of class. This Krishna consciousness movement is so important. We are giving chance to the people not to become next life cats and dogs and vultures. But associate of Krishna to become a coward boy to play with Krishna or gopi to dance with Krishna. This much facility we are going to give. So everyone should consider how much welfare movement is this Krishna consciousness movement, and we should follow the instruction of Krishna and the Acharyas and make their life successful. Thank you.